Hello and welcome to Esposito, the Espogenesis podcast. As usual, I am John, the dungeon master, the games master, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to hand over to Aaron now.
We're all taking part in this introduction today as the result of some sad news. Brian, one of the key members behind the Espogenesis art team, has tragically passed away recently. We wanted to dedicate this episode to him.
Yes, and all our thoughts and our deepest condolences go out to Brian's friends and family. Yeah, he's one of the reasons that we play this silly game, and yeah, we want our thoughts and condolences to go out to him.
And yeah, just wanted to say thanks as well for the work that Brian did in making this game a reality. It's been something of a lifeline for all of us during lockdown, helping keep us relatively sane. So many thanks for your huge part in putting this together, Brian, and our thoughts for your family and friends in this time.
We've included a link to a GoFundMe in the episode notes. So if you want to go and support Brian's family and join in with saying thank you to him, you can follow that. But yeah. Now back to our usual fucking buffoonery. So enjoy the episode.
I think I've watched the first episode of Parks and Rec like 4 or 5 times.
It's such a good show. I expected it to be average because I'd not watched it yet, and I assumed that if it was great I would have watched it, but no, it's great.
Maybe I'll put the effort in. Maybe I won't.
That'll show us.
The thing is, it picks up after season one, but that's fine because season one's only 6 episodes long. I've no idea why. I don't know what happened there. I don't make TV, that's why.
But we do make some average goddamn podcasts.
Some would say sub-average.
Or a professional might say subpar, which is why we don't say it.
It's also why we don't allow professionals in here.
Yeah.
Oh God, what will we do?
So, sip a martini. I forgot what it was. I was going to call it a margarita. That's not right. In the last session, you guys...
Wait, hang on. You got margarita and session confused.
No, I got martini and margarita mixed up.
Okay.
In the last margarita,
In the last session, you guys... I'm going to keep it short and sweet. Jumped from one ship to another.
Yeah, that sounds like us.
The long and short of it, almost the entire session was you jumping from one ship to another. It was a long way. Reboot very nearly died. Dory was doing pretty poorly, but pulled it back. And then you landed on the exterior hull of the Sao Paulo, the capital ship of the Infinity Corps fleet. You landed next to a hatch on one of the upper decks. So you're stood reorienting yourself because this thing that you were hurtling towards is now beneath your feet. And it's, you know, space is weird. Gravity is strange. The hull's gunmetal grey exterior stretches out in all directions, curving gently away from you. The smooth terrain is punctuated with aerials and more than a dozen enormous ship-to-ship cannons that you can see, which twitch noiselessly, tracking targets on the other side of the no man's land that you've just jumped across.
Did we land undetected?
As far as you know, you landed shortly after the ship that the Prometheans sent out exploded. So it seems like their sensors were aimed in that direction. And again, you were 4 very small objects hurtling through space with almost no... Well, you didn't really have anything throwing off signals that could be picked up. And the ship doesn't have an alarm that suggests that something is stood on it because things bounce into hulls in space all the time. So there's nothing that's necessarily giving you away at the minute. So you can see this hatch that you were aiming for. It's probably about 20, 30 meters away from where you are. You've done a little bit of spacewalking already, so it's not hard for you to make your way over to it. It is a hatch. There's a panel on the outside, but it's designed for ships to dock with. There's not a door handle.
Like a panel with a keypad on it, or?
You'd need to open it. It seems like it's maglocked, so you'd need to find a way of unlocking it and then opening it and seeing what's inside.
I mean, I have my friend demolition charges. But, you know, that's me in a different life. So let's try and see if we've got anything that's a little bit more subtle.
He says, knowing full well that at some point in the next hour or two,
it's going to be glorious. It's going to be fucking glorious.
They're going to taste great.
But not now. No, no, no. Soon. Hunt's just stroking his grenade launcher in the cold vacuum of space, muttering to himself.
Rebic gives a nervous side glance over to Hood. I guess it wouldn't really be a side glance because we're in suits. Probably have to turn my head a bit. But it's still nervous.
Does Hud notice?
First of all, you'd have to turn your entire torso a little bit, because if you just turn your head in a spacesuit, you're just looking at the side of the helmet.
I'm assuming technology's moved on since the 1960s.
It has, but it's still a helmet. If you turn your head in a hood, the hood doesn't necessarily turn with you.
That's true.
I'm thinking about what?
That's just that it's deep, you know, if you turn your head in a helmet.
how do you do notice? It's not subtle.
I just sort of waggle my eyebrows at Rebook and then go back to just patting the grenade launcher.
Can I take a look at the panel and see if there's anything that can be done either mechanically or computerally?
Yes. Which would you prefer to do?
Our computer's expert. Everyone.
I mean, I prefer to do something mechanically, but if it's if I can tell that's not going to work.
Do a mechanics check.
Plus 6, so 20 altogether.
Yeah, you were aware that it's possible to deactivate a maglock. And you know what? With a 20, I'll let you just deactivate the maglock.
Sweet.
Sweet indeed.
Cool.
You know how to do it and just kind of do it. Right, yeah, so the panel swings open. And it's a manual release for the airlock. It looks like it wouldn't be a particularly easy switch to use, but you can give it a tug at a twist, and you're pretty sure the airlock will at least crack open a little bit.
Like, points towards it, but slower than it would be in space. Like, she's emphasizing the fact that she's in space.
Just in case none of us had noticed.
Yeah.
Yeah, the rest of you can all move much faster than that. It's tiring.
Through the comms, she says, "It's a manual release.
We're all going to die."
You're in space, not in slow-mo.
Oh, right. Well, okay. Fuck it, do you want to go in? She pulls the release.
Roll a strength check.
Oh, crap. What is my strength? Oh, yes, minus 1.
Can I just quickly stop him?
15.
I don't think you can.
No, it seems like it's already been done. 15?
Yeah,
with a little bit of struggling, you manage to pull and twist, and there's just a crack in the hatch, and you see a rush of atmosphere leave.
Great. Well, ladies
Someone's
first.
Someone's probably going to have noticed that.
Which is why I was about to try and stop him.
Oh, yeah. No, I completely understand.
Yeah.
I just give a 2 thumbs up really slowly.
Oh, now you're back in slow motion.
I think you're right, Dumas. We are all going to die. I prime my grenade launcher.
We're all definitely going to die.
Once more, into the breach, dear friends.
Well, so there's a crack in the door. You still need to open it the rest of the way.
What?
Well, it's just done like this. The visual medium. It's released the door. Like, the door isn't still shut, but it's not opened the door.
So we've just unlocked the door. We haven't opened the door.
There is a gap in the door.
John, what sort of mechanism opens a door a bit?
This sort of mechanism.
Does it have a child lock catch on it?
No. No, honestly, this is based on something that I've seen. I just can't fucking remember what. But...
An automatic door not working.
It's not an automatic door.
Right, a manual door not working.
So open it a little bit, you're going to need to force it the rest of the way.
Fair enough. You think the Infinity Core would spend that good hinge money, but okay. So I'm going to...
spaceship door.
Well, hey, look, this door is not following any kind of hard and fast rules of general doormanship. I don't know whether it's hinges or sliding concertina shit in space. Right.
So look at it this way. The door wasn't just shut, it was being forced shut. Like it was being physically, but both sides of it were being pushed inwards. What you've done is released the thing that was pushing them inwards. It's not pushed them outwards.
They're under pressure to keep them closed, but now
they're under pressure. Yeah.
So it's super easy to kind of open them up then.
It's still not going to be like super easy. You'll still need to do a strength check, but yeah, you can push them open.
Okay.
You spent longer talking about it than it's going to take to do.
I got a 10.
It's actually not enough. So you push a little bit and you manage to move them a couple of inches, but there does seem to still be some machinery that's resisting.
Hud just grunts to himself, who made this door?
Listen, mate, get out of the way. Leave it to the professionals. Dora would like to try.
Hud just backs away, muttering something about a door whisperer.
12.
Budges like at half an inch.
Who made this door? Stupid.
You're trying to open the door on the side of a spaceship. It's not going to just be like, oh, and it opens.
Rebook, bit of a hand, maybe.
Rebook size, but it's lost to the void of space.
There's also not a lot to like hold on to like push against.
Can I not wedge myself in between the crack and push that way so I can just fall into the hatch?
At the minute, no, there's not enough space.
That's what I mean. Can I like become like a human jack and just sort of like just...
Not with all the things you're carrying. Come on.
Okay, in that case, can I wave my hand and cast push on the door for the underside?
You've had push this entire time.
It's a pull door.
Yeah.
Well, then that won't work, will it?
Well, I'm trying to get under it, aren't I?
I'm sorry. I'm projecting a lot of my anger on whoever made this door onto you, Dumas. I apologize.
Yeah, you do that. You're now inside the outer airlock of the ship.
Put it this way, I'm pretty sure that somebody's going to come and investigate a fucking airlock on the side of the ship just springing open, so...
Mate, someone should investigate this door, just in general.
I suggest we get us in, close it behind us, and get as far away from the airlock as we can.
Judging by the hassle that we had in opening this thing, I don't think we should waste time trying to close it. We are going to be here for days.
Right, here's
but no,
the
yeah,
thing.
In all seriousness, yeah, we should probably...
You are aware that if we don't close it, the one on the other side won't open.
Yeah, that was, I am aware of that.
I was.
Airlocks have a tendency to not let you vent the ship into space.
Yep, it was hijinks. I apologize.
Any automatic button or anything to close it at least within this inner airlock?
Roll a computer's check to see if you can figure out which of the many buttons is the right one.
Am I still jacked up on that intelligence juice?
No.
How
many
juices
before
was
you did the job, didn't you?
I did.
You've got more of it. You can't take
it. Can't take it because I'm in the spacesuit, yeah. Computer's check is a solid 9.
You send a tweet. It's a smart door.
Hashtag open. Open sesame. You need to use the password. No, you don't. Like, you're aware it's one of the... This is one of the most tedious... Doors, guys.
That's on purpose.
Absolute bane in this group.
It's the bane of any roleplay gamer.
Why are there so many functions on this door?
Can Dumas see if he can figure out how to close it electronically?
Yes, please do.
Let's just speed this along, hey?
I love the idea that Dumas has just been watching all of this happen.
He genuinely has, just in a sort of exasperated way. It's a 21.
Yeah, you just lean across and tap the large red button that shuts the outer door.
Bloody hell, what did you do that for? That probably alerted somebody. It's a big red button. It's foolish.
I don't want to distract from the mission, but I want to find out what some of these other buttons do. I don't know about you guys.
Can we please just get into the ship.
I mean, are you not perplexed as to why a door has so many? Like, fine, okay.
Dumas, with the 21, you can also surmise from the large red button closing the outer door that the large green button on the other side will open the inner door.
Oh, I assumed that what I was doing was doing that. I wasn't just planning to settle down and have kids in here.
Oh, no, it shut. The two things are operated separately because...
Well, yes, I appreciate that. But, like, yeah, I assumed I was also doing just operating the airlock in general for its design purpose, yeah.
All right, but the red button wasn't the one that...
Okay. Can I press the green button too?
No. Yes, you can. So, the airlock opens and it comes out into a corridor that you can see. It trails off a little bit to your right and ends just in a bulkhead and then turns around a corner to your left. You actually kind of recognize this space as where the two ships have docked previously. There is a small red light just over the airlock you've come out of, just flashing.
Once all through, can I shut the airlock? And if I shut it, does the light stop flashing?
Yeah.
Okay, so, right. Hopefully anyone who comes to investigate will just assume it was a glitch.
We have the schematics for this ship. Like, maybe Hood knows it because it's... No?
No. This isn't a ship that Hub was ever aboard. It's actually one of the newer Infinity Corps ships.
So left or right?
Well, the corridor to the right ends in a bulkhead with nothing.
Ah, okay.
And then it makes a corner on your left.
Right, well, I guess only one way to go, chaps.
I'm just going to assume you do that unless you want to do anything else.
Can we do it slyly?
Yeah, if you want to roll.
Can we discard of our spacesuits somewhere? They're going to get in the way. Is there any, like, lockers nearby?
It's just smooth bulkheads at the minute.
Love me a smooth bulkhead. Giggity.
You're the worst.
Can I cover the corner with my grenade launcher? Use the corner as cover and look down the corridor.
Hood, could you possibly switch that out for some small arms just until we need it?
I think you'll find, Dumas, this is my only weapon with non-lethal rounds attached to it, and I don't particularly want to take down any innocent techs if I can avoid it. So appearances can be deceptive. Check your privilege. Hashtag woke.
Right. Okay.
And leave me to my non-lethal rounds that will still do hideous, hideous damage, but that won't kill you. Only maimings.
So you take the corner and peek round. It's quite a short corridor. There's just a single door. From your vast experience of being on spaceships, it looks a little bit like a lift. It's just a single door with a lift. And actually, as you're looking, the lift door does open. And it looks like someone's just walked around a corner in the lift and they are walking down towards the airlocks.
Have they spotted me?
No, at the minute you're hid behind the corner.
Okay, I'm going to duck back and whisper to the guys, I've got someone coming. Let's try and subdue them and get them to tell us where Korchev is. Then we've got a route up.
Good plan.
I'm going to switch to my baton that I've got. It's collapsible.
Mm-hmm.
Reboot's going to cast Pass Without Trace.
Okay.
On everyone. Not including the guys walking down the corridor, of course.
Mm-hmm.
That's a plus 10 to stealth checks for everyone.
I mean, you've got about 5 seconds, really, before they round the corner.
I'm going to prepare to knock him out with my bat and just sort of raised.
Okay.
If Hood doesn't manage to knock him out in one go, as it were, I'll ready a push spell as well.
Okay. Dora, are you doing anything to prepare for this? Or
I might ready an action to hit him with the flat side or at least the hilt of my sword with non-lethal damage.
Yeah, I can let you do that with non-lethal. That's fine.
Can we get to our stuff like through the spacesuit? It's fine. Like, is it all on the outside? Or
yeah, I'm going to say that they are actually quite thin suits, so your equipment will be available on the outside. The only real hindrance is the helmet, which is definitely going to be, you know, as we've discussed, the helmet doesn't move with your head. God bless this visual medium. For people listening at home, I keep acting it out by putting my hands on the side of my head and turning my head whilst not moving my hands to demonstrate that a helmet, I don't know if it demonstrates it, to be honest.
Also, special note for our listeners at home, when John was describing the gap in the door as being this big, what he was actually doing is telling you it was this big. You're welcome.
I use my hands a lot. I gesticulate. I found them to be quite important. You know what I use almost as much of my hands as my thumb? Just really useful for holding
just
on.
Just end that sentence there, John. We don't need any more.
Not part of your hand, or
yeah, well, yeah, but I don't always.
It's an important part of the process.
Yeah, it's. I don't need to use the thumb necessarily if I'm using my. Anyway,
the I love how much of this podcast makes as much sense with context as it does without.
Anyway, the tech rounds the corner. So I'll let you do this in order that you said you were gonna do it. And before the tech has a chance to react to anything, Hud, you swing down with your baton. So, cool. Yeah, roll your attack for that.
John?
Yo.
Just a quick ruling question. How do criticals work with non-lethal damage?
The weapon is a non-lethal weapon, so...
I mean, it's a baton, so, I mean, it's a stick, basically, like...
Yeah, so it's a non-lethal weapon. I mean, you could kill someone with it, yes, but I feel like you need to try really hard... That is an excellent question. I don't know if the Aspergenesis rulebook has a ruling on that. Let's, for once, look up the rule.
Let's all go to the rule book. Let's all go to the rule book.
Let's, you know, all what? Go to the rule book. I can't really see anything on critical hits.
Apparently in 5e, there's no such thing as non-lethal damage. It's just knocking a creature out.
Wait, what?
Even in 5e, apparently, there's no such thing as non-lethal damage. It's just a rule called knocking a creature out.
How do you knock them out, then?
With gusto.
I mean, I assume, and also panache. But...
Not obviously.
When an attacker reduces a creature to 0 hit points with a melee attack, the attacker can knock a creature out. Oh. The attacker can make this choice the instant that damage is dealt.
Oh. So I could, like, non-lethally stab him or shoot him, I guess.
That is exactly what it says in the Aspergenesis core book as well. Sometimes an attacker wants to incapacitate a foe rather than dealing a killing blow. When an attacker reduces a creature to 0 hit points with a melee attack, the attacker can knock the creature out. The attacker can make this choice the instant the damage is dealt there. The creature falls unconscious and is stable.
So I just wasted my time getting all these goddamn stun grenades then. I could just be like, oh, well, I'm not going to blow him up that bad. With my fragmentation grenade that I've shot out of this grenade launcher.
No, it's specifically with a melee attack.
Oh, right, cool.
I don't think you could A of E like knock someone out with a baton.
don't leave that challenge at my door, John.
It's non-lethal damage, though. The guy who was writing that said that it wasn't non-lethal damage was just being a pedant.
Yes, like he was being a pedant. You're correct in so many ways.
All right, roll your damage.
Nice.
I think you're asking that because you rolled a...
Yes, yeah. Yes, I did.
Yeah, roll your damage.
I thought I was just going to like just cave this poor guy's like head in.
Stove him in.
Easy does it, Hurd. Easy does it. Just a little tap on that. Go! That was 8 points of damage.
All right, yeah. He takes a big sidestep to the right and puts his hand up to his head. Or, no, sorry, Rebook, you can't pass without Tracy. Didn't have any actions readied.
No, I'm going to cast it on him as well.
Okay, Doomass and Rebook, you can do your things.
Okay, I am going to phase step behind him.
That's not what you prepared. You prepared push.
Yeah, I know. Can I do that? That's as a bonus action? I want to push him. I just want to push him from behind.
No.
Oh. Well, fine, okay, I just push him from the front.
Yeah, you can push him from the front, that's fine.
Okay, I'm just going to try and like, slap him. Pardon?
You can ready an action, not a bonus action. Jeez.
I'm just going to try, yeah, sorry, I just wanted to, you know, I don't know, do something cool, but...
you do cool things all the time. You just jump from one direction to another.
I'm just going to try and literally... push him into the wall using my psychic powers. like put my hand up and just slam him into the wall.
Yeah, sure. How does that work? Does he need to make a saving throw?
He needs to make a strength saving throw.
What's the DC?
Pretty low now that I think about it. 13.
He rolled a natural 17.
So yes, he makes that. So nothing happens. I just put my hands up and...
And he sort of looks startled in your direction and braces himself.
Well, that's good. His focus is on me. Now someone else can jump him.
Dora?
Yeah, I'll slap him with the flat side of my blade. Natural one. There it is. There it is.
I'm going to say you deal 1 point of damage to him as you accidentally cut him across the side of the face. But, right, really lightly.
Sorry, mate, didn't mean to do that. Ah!
And now, I guess, everyone roll initiative, because it seems like you've started a fight with a tech.
Come on, guys.
Okay, the tech has rolled very badly for initiative, so...
As have I.
As have I.
Oh, this bodes well. Thwarted by a door, and then a humble tech. Oh, this is going to be good. I got a 9.
I got a 12 altogether. And that's with advantage as well.
I got a 23.
Okay.
That's better.
I also got a 9.
So first up is Dumas.
Okie dokie. I'm trying to be quiet, so...
Shotgun. No, that's hard. Grenade launcher. No, that's hard.
I'm just going to try slamming him into the wall again.
With push.
Yeah.
All right. You're on an 18 on that one.
Okay, so nothing happens there.
From what you can tell, this is one of the sturdiest built techs you've ever seen.
I'm just imagining going, who is pushing me?
Yeah, just, he's swaying back a little bit and he's like, what is this?
Is that a breeze on a spaceship? Oh my... What is going on?
Turbulence, man. It's a thing.
Not really in space, though.
Of course it is. You can still shake about.
Yeah, but it's... I mean, we're getting down to pedantry again. And I really can't.
That doesn't sound like us.
Pedantry, please. Pedantry. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Mike.
Reboot is how you'll go.
Great. I'm going to try and... grapple him.
Okay. Luckily, the rulebook is open on the rules for grappling.
Well, let's see what I roll. Oh, that's pretty good, actually. It's a 19 altogether.
Yeah, you grapple him.
You grapple him good.
He's grappled. Grappled.
And as a second attack, I'm just going to, with the butt of the pistol, hit him on the top of the head. Like, a, I guess, an unarmed attack?
Oh, shit, I've got 2 attacks. I keep forgetting about that.
Yes, you can do that.
Cool. What's your modifier for an unarmed attack? Is it just your proficiency?
Oh, no, your strength.
Just your strength on that. So that's a 16 to hit.
That will hit.
And then is it a D4?
Yeah, use a D4. It's an improvised weapon.
So it's 2 damage.
Okay. He's still conscious.
Are you grappling me? Are you pulling me to the ground?
You can see that the actuality of what's going on is starting to dawn on him.
The worst mugging in history.
It's really slow.
This bodes really well for
that. We've gone through another dimension into uncharted space. We've killed a hive queen of the Samaron. We've liberated a people from their dying planet. And we're failing to mug this one. This one tech support intern is our greatest enemy. And a door.
Honestly, I think these things have taken you more effort than anything else you've done. It's Dora or Hud now.
Dora, you got higher dexterity than me, I think, haven't you? Plus 2? Well, I've got plus 2. 15? You have more than me. You go first. Okay. He's going to hear 2 sounds, me hitting him twice, hopefully.
You have advantage, he is down.
Okay, cool. Nothing like hitting people like when they're down.
He says hero like that. 19 to hit on the first one, and then 18 to hit on the second one.
They both hit. Honest to God, if he's still conscious after this, I don't know what's wrong with all of you.
So that's 11 points of damage.
Yeah, he's unconscious now. He just goes limp in Rebook's arms.
I'm just sort of standing over him, breathing heavily, just like...
There's a little bit of blood dripping off your baton.
Well, I'm sure everything else would be a lot easier, guys.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we just took on the most dangerous man of the ship there.
That doubt.
Is this not Wait. Our guy?
There aren't any security cameras down this corridor, are there?
Make a perception check.
3, there aren't any. We're fine, guys.
You've not seen any.
So what are we doing with this guy? We're just going to space him or what?
No, I'm going to put some manacles on him. And can I try and bring him round with a medicine check?
Yeah.
Can we just check him first for any sort of, like, comm devices?
Oh, yeah, check for any key cards and stuff as well. Yeah, I'll let Rebook check him first.
Yeah, roll an investigation.
Nope. So 7.
What are we doing tonight, boys?
You find his name tag, which is just Technician Rogers, at level 1 access. That's just hinged to his front. You find that fairly easily. To be fair, on his belt, he does just have a little, like, radio. So you can find those things because they're not hidden and you didn't roll below 5. So they're visible to literally anyone looking, apart from maybe Dora.
Pick them both up and hold them over to the HUD and say, these may be of use.
I'd stick them both in a different belt pouch. I don't know why I added that detail. yeah, I'm going to try and do a medicine check to wake him up.
Do you mean in separate belt pouch? So you're putting the radio in one...
That is exactly what I meant. Thank you for the pedantry.
Well, it was either that or you put them in a different belt pouch from something else, and I didn't know what else.
John, so. I said thank you for the pedantry.
Yes, and I did it. Pedantry. I explained my pedantry.
I brought my medicine check.
Sorry, I meant my pedantry.
What does that even mean? Actually, don't explain it to me. I don't want to know. That is a 14.
Yeah, you managed to revive him pretty easily after he's been manacled. And he wakes up and he's like, what? Oh! Fuck!
Hey, Rogers.
How do you know my name?
I dangle the name tag in front of him.
Okay, yeah. All right, less sinister than I thought.
Whew. We're not bad guys, despite, you know, initial introduction, first impressions and all that. You've been over
their head several times and it got very breezy in the spaceship.
Yeah, that was demassive.
Did you wait? Did you come in through an airlock? I was sent here just to check on an airlock flash.
That's not important right now. What's important is we need to find Korchev. Whereabouts is he, dear friend?
The Admiral.
That's the guy.
I don't know. What about Tech Rogers suggests to you that I'm on knowing where they are basis? Sort of.
Well, no. Where's his office?
Oh, well, usually he'd either be on the command deck, which is on deck 3, although you can't get to deck 3 from here. So he's either on the command deck, or he could be in his quarters, which are in the living quarters sort of level, which is deck 2.
Can we get to deck 2 from here?
Yeah. That's also how you get to the command deck.
Oh, through the living quarters?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Thank you.
Shit. Sorry, we're told to like keep secrets and think not tell about the interior of the spaceship. But honestly, I didn't really expect anyone to actually board whilst we were in the middle of space.
I just tap him quite nicely on the shoulder and say, "Hey, it's cool. Hey, look, you know, we didn't hit you because we like hitting you. We hit you because we had to hit you." But yeah, you're Tech Rogers, man. You're cool. We're cool.
But,
it's all good.
Hood,
hmm?
Give him that radio. He needs to radio in that the airlock was just a glitch.
Yes, that's a very good idea. I was about to ask.
Just for the record, if you call for help or anything, we will need to hit you again.
Roll an intimidation check with advantage. He is manacled and already beaten.
It's not, I'm not intimidating him, I'm just stating a fact.
It's kind of intimidation.
Can I assist by unfurling the baton in my free hand?
You already have advantage, but yeah, you can do that if you want.
Okay, so I rolled a nat 20 minus 1, so it's a 19.
All right. He just looks between the two of you and takes a big gulp.
Is that a yes?
I thought my silence was an indication of a yes. Yes, it is a yes. Yes, yes. Sure, fine. Okay, Tech Rogers at your service.
Grand.
I pressed the button on the walkie.
Just checking in. It seems like the airlock was just a glitch in the system. It's fine. Everything's fine here. How are you?
I take my button off of the walkie-talkie and just say, "How are you?"
I've never lied about everything being fine before, and a voice just comes back through and says, "Yeah, Rogers, I'm fine. Thanks for checking it out. I'll see you back here in, I don't know, just, that was really weird, dude. Real weird."
I'm just shaking my head. Rogers. I put away the baton.
Wait, can I apologize to him? Like,
no, what? No, man. That'd just make it worse.
We're good friends. Don't
leave it. Over, that's it. It's just over.
Tech Rogers, mate, level with me here. Darling, sweetheart, you said you have a good knowledge of the ship. Are you able to share the schematics of the ship with us for a friend?
I can't really share them. I don't have a computer available to me right now. I was just...
You don't have a rig? Nothing like that, no?
Rig?
Yeah, like one of these. Just take my rig at him. Like in the wanker sign.
I'm just a tech. I don't need a rig for that. Like, I'm not a soldier or anything. Like, I'm a low-level tech. Do you think they were sending someone that's capable of much greater things than checking out an airlock to check that? I mean,
give him a
guy.
Break, Dory. He just got mugged near an airlock. I mean,
I don't even know how you guys... I mean, obviously through the airlock, but I don't know how you guys got to the airlock. That's insane.
Oh, guys, I will tell you one day, counselor?
I'm not a counselor either. I've never been trained in anything like that.
No. We have a ship. Anyway, Roger.
Do you need a ship's counselor?
I think we all do, but not right now.
I might need one of those after this conversation. I do have a bit of paper and pen. If you want to draw like a crude map of the ship, that would be very helpful.
Or describe it and we'll draw it because you know, your hands are manacled.
I really like maps. Pirate.
I can tell you what's where. I can't really give you an exact layout. That would be insane.
That'll do.
All right, deck one is detention and cargo. So we've got a detention block and we've got cargo bays. There's four decks. All four decks have... No, hang on. Three of the decks have two levels. One of the decks has three levels. So deck one is detention and cargo. Deck two is living quarters. That's the three deck one. So middle deck is living quarters in the mess hall. Lower deck is medical bay, surgery, science, and the astrometrics. Top deck is officers' quarters, the arboretum, and a viewing deck. Like it looks like space. It's very
what
pretty.
What deck are we on now?
So this is deck four. Deck four is flight deck and hangar bay. And there's a bit of engineering as well. The lower part of it's the flight deck and the hangar bay. The upper part is pilots' quarters and changing rooms. And there's engineering, there's life support, there's some other sort of technical things. Not technical. I know the technical things. There's just some stuff. There's the engineering part of it and the flight deck are separate. So you have to get a different... There's actually three lifts on this floor. There's the one around the corner. That one goes between decks. It also opens out into the flight deck. There's one nearer that one that goes up to the engineering. And there's one in the flight deck that goes to the pilot's quarters.
Deck three?
That's the command level. That's the controls for engineering are in there.
But we can only get to that through deck two.
Yes, yeah, so you have to go to deck two. There's a lift on deck two that goes up to deck three.
Right, so what's the fastest way to deck two from here?
The lift around the corner.
Right. So we can go to deck two, check the living quarters for Korchev there. And if he's not there, we go up to the command deck. I'm saying this to the guys, not to the deck.
He's still trying to interrupt you. And he's like, I don't know if he's there. He could be there.
I'll pull Hood to one side. Korchev's a pretty big guy around here. He's probably not the kind of guy who just does things on a whim. He's probably got a schedule. If we can get to a terminal, I can see if I can maybe find something out about his schedule, if he's got any meetings or anything like that.
I mean, sure, it'd be heavily encrypted, that kind of information. Do you think you could crack it?
Well, I just need to find out who his PA is.
Okay, cool. I turn back to the tech. Where's the nearest terminal here?
I mean, do you want it to be like a specific terminal or just any just old thing?
Closest or kind of preferably out of the way?
We don't really put them in out of the way places. They're usually in places that we need them. I mean, really, the nearest one is in the security bay just outside the lift.
When you say security bay, what kind of security are we talking about?
Guards with views on cameras. There's a small armory in there. I don't like, it's not a place that I hang out a lot in. There's not a lot of workings in there.
There's got to be somewhere on this bloody ship we can access the intranet quietly.
Well, I mean, I've got a sensory jammer. So if we find an area that's got a terminal but it's just being looked at, I can use that to give us some cover. It might cause people to come down and investigate. And that'll buy you some time to get onto the web, find out about Korchev's location.
Good work.
This deck, there's not really any out-of-the-way computers. It's a working area.
Are the living quarters equipped with their own terminals?
Yeah, there's computers in all the living quarters.
Well, that'd be somewhere a little more out of the way. We wouldn't have to deal with an entire security personnel that way.
I mean, there might be people in them.
Do you not get your own rooms?
Not really. Bunks.
We'll have an easier time subduing people who are in their bunks and presumably not all toting weapons. Or at least only carrying sidearms, maybe.
Where are your living quarters, Tech Rogers? Specifically, do you have your own computer you use or do you share it with others?
It's sort of a shared living space.
So anyone can access it without a password or...
You can access things that you're able to access. We have like level clearances. I can access things that are available to level one techs.
That's fine. As long as I'm in, I'm sure I can use that as a foothold to...
Who are you guys? Like, what are you... What is...
Come on, Tech Rogers, don't be asking questions now. Right by an airlock and we're starting to like you. Come on.
The information that you just asked about is actually, you have to have level 2 clearance for it. So, sorry.
Listen to the space drunkard.
This is not how I thought my day would go.
Us neither. Now, thank you for all the information. Guys, anyone got any more questions?
Are you going to knock me out?
I mean, I was going to ask, are you happy to sit down here until someone comes and gets you? Or would you like me to knock you out? It might look better for your superiors, is all I'm saying. If it kind of looks like you put up a bit of a struggle, as opposed to just being here, manacled up.
Giving us all the information about the ship that you possibly have.
Maybe us roughing you up a little bit will look better for you, career-wise. I don't know, man. I like you. I think you're a decent dude, but yeah, up to you, man. I can knock you out and rough you up a bit, or I can leave you as you are.
Sort of looks down at his feet for a bit, and he's like, well, like as much as I've told you all this, I'd have to... I think it's better for you guys if you just knock me out. Honestly, I'm not just going to sit here.
Fair enough. I unfurl my bat and just say, Tech Rogers, you're an absolute class act. Gotta say. Guys, are we in agreement here?
Wait. Are you guys going to blow up the ship?
No.
Maybe.
No. This. And Hud points to the grenade launcher. And he goes, this. You're thinking with... No. Non-lethal rounds. Mostly non-lethal rounds. Some non-lethal rounds.
If you guys are going to blow up the ship, I'd rather not be unconscious, and just die.
If we were going to blow up the ship, would we have taken the time to knock you out, talk to you nicely, ask for information?
Maybe if you wanted to blow up the ship in an effective way.
Well, then we would have asked about where the engine rooms and stuff like that is. Like, we assumed that it'd be right next to the airlock, but it's not, so...
It's not far from the airlock.
Efficiency is far from our normal way of operating. Tech Rogers.
Yeah, we don't want to blow up the ship. But cool. Especially now, we've made a friend.
It may sound strange, but at least I think we're doing the right thing.
Yeah. Like, in a bad way.
Well, yes.
I don't know, I've got a lot of mixed feelings going on right now. Like, it seems like I should think you're baddies because you've boarded the ship through an airlock, which is brilliant, by the way. You've attacked me, but you've also not killed me. You seem quite polite.
This could all be just one big prank, you know? Is it your birthday coming up?
Oh, is this Stevens? Because he's the guy that's on the radio. Like, if he's just sort of laughing to himself because he knows that I've... This could look really bad for me if this is a prank. Because
it's a massive prank. It's a huge prank.
Wait, it's a prank thing? No, don't mean to Tech Rogers. Come on, he's been cool.
This could be a triple bluff, what he's doing right now. You see? Like a triple, quadruple bluff.
Okay, we've tortured the poor man enough already.
Yeah, just hit him.
Yeah, just shut your eyes and count to 10. And
fucking hurt.
I'm ready in action. Just before Hood hits him, can I just say, and by the way, we're going to blow up the ship.
I knock him out. I just sort of look at Doran. Why? Why do you do these things?
It's pretty funny.
To be fair, that one was quite good.
Yes, it was quite funny.
But yes, give me a bit of a fist bump here, boys. And she puts her fists out to Rebook and Dumas. Bring it in. It's our new thing.
Dumas reluctantly gives that one.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, Rebook.
Hud, you want some of this action, mate?
Hud just shakes his head and collapses his bat. And come on, guys. Where are we going? We're heading down to the living quarters?
What are we doing with this guy? Are we...
Oh, we're just leaving him here. I'm moving him to the end of the corridor, just into a corner.
We're leaving him in the corridor?
Are there any sort of vents or anything we could...
Stuff you want in the vents.
You and your vents.
Vent
Roll an investigation check, see if you can find any vents.
Or we could just shove him in the airlock.
No, because then someone will space him.
No one's going to space him.
Someone will space him.
I'll send another alert, though, and then there'll be another tech down here that we'll have to beat up.
No, exactly, and then we've got to do this all over again.
No, the noise down here working on it. They'll just assume he's still tinkering.
We're not putting him in the airlock. Rebook, are there any vents?
That was a 19 on the vent check.
There's no specific vents, but there are, like...
airlocks.
Basically, you can lift up one of the floor panels, and there's a small alcove in there that seems to be access to some underwirings for the airlock.
Cool. And because I passed him without trace as well, he can't be trapped by means of an Esper power.
Does he have to be conscious for that?
You create a cloaking field. A cloaking field, that's cool. Masking you and your companions from detection. Each creature you choose within 30 feet of you has the bonus to checks. A creature that receives this bonus leaves behind no physical signature tracks or other traces of its passage.
All right, yeah. You successfully secretly hide him under the floor.
Now, a quick question, guys. We're going to just like walk around this ship willy-nilly. I can maybe turn into Tech Rogers for a bit. So it's like he never left.
The guy and the rest of us can sneak. Yeah.
It's not actually the worst idea you've had.
I'm going to give Dora his badge and his walkie-talkie.
Oh, maybe yeah. Keep the walkie-talkie. I don't know whether I'll be tempted to use it.
All right, cool. I'll
Stephen's guy, I'll just probably keep asking him how he is constantly.
No, I admire the self-restraint there. I'll keep the...
important mission, and I'm sobering up a little bit, so fuck.
Are you guys staying in your spacesuits?
I'm going to take my helmet off. Can I clip it to my belt at all, or have I got to leave it somewhere?
If me and Dumas leave our helmets on, can we pass as, like, bring your children to work day?
No, because you're... No. Because also, the helmets are clear. Like, you can see through them.
All right, I will use Alter Appearance to turn myself into Tech Rogers.
Okay, and I will say you can clip the helmet to your belt. I will remind you, if you are shot, there is a hole in your spacesuit.
Yeah, if I have to kind of make a speedy exit and I haven't got a spacesuit, then I haven't got a spacesuit. I'm not going to die to not having a spacesuit twice.
You say that?
I mean, yeah, that's... In the business, we call that foreshadowing.
Yeah. Chekhov spacesuit.
You know what? We genuinely foreshadowed Ozan dying as well in season one.
Yeah, we actually did.
For every single action he took.
So, we've subdued Tech Rogers with great panache. And we're heading down to the living quarters to find a terminal for Dumas.
Dora has disguised herself as Tech Rogers. The rest of you are all in your spacesuit still. So you can make your way into the lift if you like.
John, can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
Is there a military intelligence branch of the Infinity Corps, like the CIA or something?
Not that I've come up with.
Okay.
There'll be an intelligence branch of it, but I would say it's still very much part of the military. It's not like the CIA, it's still part of the military.
You need to stay off that wacky backy hood.
Yeah. Just in case we do get stopped, we could be like, hey, don't worry about it. It's just a CIA business. Move along.
You can prepare to use that as persuasion.
Okay, cool. It's space CIA equivalent business.
It will be intelligence core, so...
Yeah.
That sounds like a great type of music.
Intelligence core. EE equals MC squared. Oh. Surface tension of water is pi. I don't fucking know. I'm not a smart person, right?
I don't know what you want me to do with this.
Leave it in. That's what we want you to do with
love
it.
Me. Love me.
Earn it. Oh,
no. No.
Yeah, so you guys just making your way into the left?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like we own the place, like we're part of the furniture.
You just stroll into the left like you belong there.
Wait. I cast. I've not done this yet. I cast Alter Appearance.
Not as Tech Rogers, surely.
No, literally just to be taller and, like, less dwarfy.
Okay.
Just to approximate myself as a human.
Are you changing your outfit, or is it just...
I'll change my outfit to be that of a tech.
Okay.
Like Rogers's is.
It says Bodgers instead.
Badger.
No, not Dodger.
Badger Dodger.
We've just weaned you off that.
It's coming back. Let's make it a comeback.
Roger Dodger.
Jesus Christ.
Roger Bodger.
I don't want to do that again. Right. I was just very drunk that day. Leave me alone.
What about all the other times?
Yeah.
I was very drunk those days. All of them. Okay. So you enter the lift. It's very lift-like. It's got two doors. The one you came through and one that is to your right.
How many buttons?
There are three buttons. Deck 1, detention and cargo. Deck 2, living quarters, med bay, sciences. And deck 4, hangar bay and engines.
Cool.
Deck 2.
Deck 2, everyone.
Beep. Oh, I need you to roll 3 D4s. So can you roll 1 D4 and tell me the result?
No. All of us or just one of us?
Just one of you. One of you needs to roll a D4.
I probably trust Tom the most.
I'm guessing you mean other Tom.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. you've chosen poorly. Oh, that's a 4. Which might be good.
Okay.
But also bad.
But also bad.
The second D4?
I guess if we're going in descending order, I trust other Tom the next most.
I concur.
Okay. It's a 2.
Okay.
Well, you've broken my trust, Tom.
They can't all be 4s.
It's like the high to low doesn't mean anything. And a third D4.
But I definitely don't trust Mike.
Yeah.
I mean, we need to throw a 1 into the mix.
Good point, well made. Mike, do you want to roll this?
All right. It's your funeral.
I've got a grenade launcher on a spaceship. I know what I'm doing. There we go.
Yeah.
That is good. That is good. So the door to your right was actually open. So both doors were open, essentially, in the lift. As you stand in the lift and looking at the buttons that you want to press, you look up, Hud, and stood, like, across from you in the middle of a doorway. You see Duo, who's stopped and is looking at you and starts moving over towards you.
How do, fellow human?
I just nudge Dimas and just be like, this is Duo, he's cool. I give him a little thumbs up.
And he looks around a little bit and then makes his walk into a jog and gets into the lift with you and presses the closed door button. There's actually 5 buttons. I forgot that there was an open and closed door button.
I knew you lied about the buttons.
He's just making the shit up as he goes along.
I'm starting to think we're not in space.
Do you know that bit where he said he spent 10 hours designing this spaceship? Jesus, what was he doing? He
spent 10 hours setting up his lies about fucking buttons. Piece of shit.
Well, they're not really, it's more of a touchscreen sort of thing going on here. They're not
really... Oh, good. So now there aren't even buttons.
There's zero buttons. It's all haptic feedback.
Peel away the lies with you, Coleman.
He presses the closed door button, or, you know, indication on the
screen.
Or the
espresso button, or whatever fucking button's on here. Yeah, anyway, carry on.
Whatever wind takes him next.
There should be a coffee machine, isn't it? Any wind can take me, Tom. It's my ship. And he just turns to you,
Wind,
and says, what the fuck are you doing on the ship? Last I heard, you were careening away, having kidnapped Doc and left him unconscious outside an airlock somewhere. How the fuck?
We've come back to kidnap Korchev. We think he's under control by an alien, a trans-dimensional space squid.
Well, someone's very open.
Duo, he's cool. He's the one who gave us the information on the space squid and let us know about the HMS Dendu ship, and he's the one who told us that Korchev was acting weird. He's cool.
All right.
He looks open-mouthed at you, and then at the rest of the group, and says, all right, I'm in.
Cool.
Can I inside check him?
Yeah.
Just to see that, is he of sound mind? 16.
He seems to know what he's doing and be happy with doing it.
I say to him, they got me involved as well. I was just going down to check on an airlock and I joined the cause too. I'm Rogers, by the way.
All right.
Comrades.
Hail and well met, I guess.
Has Duo got a weapon?
Why have you got a tech on? Duo's got a sidearm.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, what's been going down since we left? I pressed the button to go down to the living quarters.
Not much has changed, really. We're continuing to, for some reason, point guns at the Conclave fleet. The Crucible is still near the sun. That's weird. And Doc is still being an absolute arse. So, you know, everything's basically as it should be, given that things are fucked up.
Yeah, sounds about right. Well, we found out that, you know, the space squids that may be controlling Korchev's mind.
Oh, yeah.
We spoke to a xenozoologist, was that it, guys? Anyway, he told us that these things live in a different dimension, and they're trying to use the Crucible to kind of use the power of the sun, which is going to open up a hole to that dimension where it can come through. Well, we don't really know about that part, but needless to say, it'll be bad. And that pretty much... we jumped through space to get here, and that pretty much brings us up to now, so you're kind of up to speed.
Sure. So why are you kidnapping Korchev?
Why are we kidnapping Korchev?
You guys thought that his mind was being controlled by the squid, and that's why... And maybe he's got something to do with a crucible by the sun, and... I think maybe if we can slap him out of it, we can stop the plan.
Kidnapping was plan B. But we're just trying to get him to shake off the control. Is plan A. I apologize.
Right. All right. Fine. Yeah, sure. I didn't want to be here in the first place, so this is all fine. Have you got an escape plan?
No.
Great.
It was hard enough coming up with a plan to get us here.
OK, Okay.
I thought we were just going to head down to the flight deck, steal a ship, fly back.
I mean, that's pretty loose as far as plan goes.
That was most of our plans.
Yeah. I mean, you know, loosey-goosey, make it up on the go. Clear objectives, that's the trick to plan making.
I would say that that's more of a notion than a plan.
We're getting bogged down in pedantry. But anyway, yeah, what are you doing here? Last I heard you had like a restaurant or something.
Oh yeah, yeah, I had a restaurant. It was great. I was having a wonderful time.
How'd they pull you back here?
Something to do with technically never having left, discharging paperwork, something like that. I don't know. It was very complicated. And basically I was coerced. It was unpleasant.
Arsehole.
That's it.
Same thing happened to me. I owned a farm with my three kids and my wife, and was really living the happy life, you know, getting on with it, working the land. And they pulled me back to work on these airlocks, you know. Sad life. Sad life, man.
He looks at you for a couple of seconds and then turns back to you, Hud, and says, he's a bit of a sharer.
It's best if you don't engage. Anyway, we're planning on doing this. We're just going to try and walk through and blend in as best we can for the time being. But then, I mean, things will probably get hot at some point. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Oh, I'm going to give Duo the sponsored bracer that I've got. He's not wearing any armor, is he? He's just got his uniform on.
Yeah, nothing in particular.
Yeah, I'm going to give him that and just say, yeah, here, take this just in case.
Okay.
So I've got decent armor without it, so.
Yeah, it gives him +1 to his AC. All right, cool. So are you going to deck 2?
Yes.
Good. Okay, cool.